请我们翻到诗篇。Can we please turn to Psalm 132篇。
132。
第一点。
First one.
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction.
他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。
How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
只等到我为耶和华寻得所在，为大与雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
我们听说约柜在以法他。我们在基列以林就寻见。
Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the field of Jar.
我们要进他的居所，在他的脚前下拜。
Let us go into his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool.
耶和华，求你兴起和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣灵欢呼。
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy.
求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。
For the sake of David, your servant, do not turn away the face of your anointed.
耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓，必不反复说，我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。
The Lord has sworn to David, a truth from which he will not turn back, of the fruit of your body I will set upon your throne.
你的众子若守我的约和我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远坐在你的宝座上。
If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation.
说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread.
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣灵大声欢呼。
Her priests also I will clothe with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy.
我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我为我的受膏者预备明灯。
There I will cause the horn of David to spring forth. I have prepared a lamp for mine anointed.
我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在头上。
His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall shine.
我们再有一些简单的祷告。
Let us have a further simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们今天又能够来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you again that we can come into your presence.
我们总是觉得我们是最蒙恩的一般的人。
Lord, we feel that we are the blessed people.
我们不是比别人好，不比别人高，但是你却看上了我们。
Lord, we're not better or higher than others, but Lord, you have given us this opportunity.
靠你的恩典，我们能够坐在你的脚前。
By your grace, we can be seated at your feet.
我们能像玛利亚一样，能够从你的话里面得着鼓舞，也得着安慰。
Like Mary, we can receive encouragement and comfort from your word.
主啊，我们现在都在这里。
Lord, we say we are all here.
我们知道在这一次这一段宝贵的时间里面。
We know that in this precious time,
你对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, may you speak to each one of us.
今天早晨你还有一些没有说完的话，请你继续的说。
Lord, that you may finish unfinished words that you want to say to us.
但愿能说在我们的心坎里面。
That it may be said into the depths of our hearts.
让你的心能够得着满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus Christ, your name.
Amen. 我们现在要来看诗篇第诗篇上行的诗大概是最后的五篇。
We'd like to look at the last five psalms of the songs of the Greek.
我们知道说诗篇上行诗可以分作 三个五篇。
We know that the Song of Degrees can be divided into three sets of five songs.
而且上行诗后面有一条上行的道路。
And that behind these 15 psalms, there is a certain way.
我们这个周末我们在那追踪那条路。
And we're trying to find this way of degrees.
对于以色列来讲，它是个物质的路。
For the people of Israel, it's a physical way.
的的确确他们在历史上走过。
And indeed in history, they walked through this way.
连我们的主也走过这条路。
Even our Lord walked it himself.
但是对我们基督来讲呢，是条属灵的路。
But for us Christians, it's a spiritual way.
所以我们借助这些背景
，and that through this background,
我们希望对于上行的诗能有更深的认识。
We'd like to have a deeper understanding of the Song of Degrees.
但是更重要的就是，这里面教导我们一条成圣的道。
But more importantly, this teaches a way of sanctification,
成长的道
，a way of growth.
那么这三个五个篇五个五三三段的五个诗篇刚好是用三座山来代表的。
And these three sets of five psalms are represented by three different mountains.
那么头五篇是橄榄山。
The first five are represented by Mount of Olives.
接着的是锡安山。
Second five, Mount Zion.
那最后呢就来到了摩利亚山。
And the last five, Mount Moriah.
所以今天我们大部分的时间要集中在摩利亚山。
So our focus today will be upon Mount Moriah.
不过昨天呢我们没有提到诗篇129篇。
But last night we didn't finish Psalm 129.
我想我们稍微的点一下。
I think we'll briefly mention it.
就是地理来说。
Geographically speaking.
我们知道现在从125篇一直到129篇已经到了摩利亚山。
So when you come to Psalm 125 to 129, you already reached Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山乃是个山脉。
You know, Mount Moriah is actually a mountainous range.
是南北向的山。
It actually runs south to north.
它靠近山谷的部分。
And near its valley,
就是南边。
Especially to the south.
那个时候那里有一座很小的山叫锡安山。
There's a small mountain there called Mount Zion.
那么大卫的宝座就在那。
And the throne of David is there.
那么然后再往北一点
And if you keep on going north
还没有到真正圣殿山
Before you reach the Temple Mount
那么我们知道那里有所罗门的圣皇宫王宫
There you will find the Palace of Solomon
所以这个就是127跟128
And that's Psalm 127 and 128
那到了129以后还要再往上
And then when you come to Psalm 129 you would go even further
可以说几乎已经到了摩利亚山巅了就是不是摩利亚这个中就是我们说过圣殿山的那个最高的地方
So we have almost reached the highest point on the Mount, a Temple Mount
或者我们这样说吧
Or in other words
摩利亚山是包括锡安山圣殿山还有俄格塔山
Mount Moriah includes the Zion Temple Mount as well as the Golgotha
那么在圣殿山里面最高的当然就是那里就是执政所的基地的就是圣殿在那里盖起来。
And the highest point on the Temple Mount is of course that which is found near the Holy of Holies.
不过呢在那个最高的地方然后往海大海就是往地中海那个方向斜坡的地方。
But if you look at the mount and you go west towards the sea and in that slope,
那个斜坡上就是圣经中的阿尔南的合场。
And on that slope is where you would find the threshing floor of Ornan.
那么129篇呢大概就在这个地方。
And then this is probably where Psalm 129 occurred.
因为这里讲的农耕的事。
Because here it talks about planting, agriculture.
你看它讲到谁扶犁然后在背上扶犁而耕然后耕的犁沟甚长。
And then the plows plowed, and then the lengthened, the furrows.
那么这个和126篇是彼此呼应的。
And then it actually corresponds to Psalm 126.
126篇讲的流泪撒种。
Psalm 126 speaks about sowing in tears.
然后带着禾捆回来。
But they will reap with joy.
那么我们知道说等到他们这个这个禾场是什么意思呢
What does the threshing floor mean?
为什么禾场多半都是在一个很高的地方
Why are threshing floor generally in a high place?
那多半就是你可以想到这个你大概可以想到这个路德记的故事
And you could probably be reminded of the story of the book of Ruth.
你记不记得波阿斯就在打麦场上打麦就在打麦场上
You know that Boaz was on the threshing floor.
那么当晚风吹的时候
And then as the wind blew.
那么那个时候他们就可以用簸箕就把麦子就往空中就扬起来
And then they would throw the wheat into the air.
那么这个时候呢那个晚风啊就可以把糠就把它
And then the wind will blow away the tusk.
所以大家都知道，到了晚风的时候，那个风多半是从地中海那边吹。
And generally speaking,
这个送过来。
During dusk, the wind would generally come from the west from the Mediterranean.
我们知道说，这个摩利亚圣殿山其实最早的时候，它是一个合成。
So we know that at the earliest time, Mount Moriah was actually part of a threshing floor called Ornan.
就叫做亚劳拿的合成。
Or Arano.
那么这个两个名字呢，在犹太的传统里面都是两个兄弟。
Actually, these two names, according to tradition, refer to two brothers.
它背后有个故事的。
And behind it, there's a story.
那么两个兄弟呢，住在河场的两端。
Now the two brothers lived on the two edges of the threshing floor.
一个结婚了，一个还单身。
One was married, one was single.
看到他们彼此相爱。
And they loved each other.
所以呢，是单身的这个兄弟的，因为他们都做农的，都做农的。
And of course, they were all farmers.
所以当然他们有很多的麦，有禾捆，有很多的麦。
And then they had a lot of wheat.
那么这个做，那么这个单身的呢，就想到已经结婚的。
Now the single brother would think of the one that already got married.
他的负担很沉重。
That his burden would be heavy.
所以他觉得我应该把我的麦子有一部分要送给他。
So he felt that I should give him part of my wheat.
但是我暗暗的给他，我不明明的给。
But I ought to give it to him in secret, not in public.
所以到了晚上的时候。
So at night.
他就挑了两担的这个麦子。
He took two buckets of wheat.
然后呢，就到了他哥哥的那个住的地方的门口。
And then went to the entrance towards where his brother lived.
然后就把麦子就倒在那里。
And then poured the wheat there.
那第二天早晨的这个已经结了婚的这个兄弟，就看见家里的这个好像不知道为什么这个多起来了。
And then the next morning, the married one.Woke up and saw, didn't understand why there was more wheat in front of his house.
那么这结婚的这个兄弟呢，也想到我另外一个兄弟是没有，就是单身的。
So then I was, the married brother was thinking, well, my other brother is not single.
他也有需要。
He also has needs.
所以他做同样的事。
So he did the same thing.
也是晚上暗暗的把麦子就堆在他兄弟的门。
And then so he also secretly at night brought the wheat to his brother's house.
所以经过了一段时间，两个人同时发现每天早晨他们一醒过来就发现好像他们麦子比平常要多一点了。
So every day they would wake up and they would notice that their wheat somehow increased overnight.
那么他们都不知道是怎么回事。
They didn't know what was going on.
一直等了有一个晚上。
Until one evening.
他们两个同时往对方的方向走的。
As they were walking towards each other.
结果他们在中途就相遇了。
And then in the middle, they met up with each other.
他们才明白那是弟兄相爱的故事。
And they understood the story of brotherly love.
所以他们就抱头痛哭。
So then they hugged together and wept.
那么这个就是一个很动人的故事。
And this is a very moving story.
所以根据这个犹太人的遗传呢。
So according to Jewish tradition.
那么那个农场，那个禾场就叫做亚劳拿的禾场，也叫做阿尔南的禾场。
And that threshing floor is called the threshing floor of Ornan or Arunel.
那么当然了。你看见他们在上面要打麦的。
And then of course they have to beat the wheat there.
你们记得那个故事对不对
？You remember the story, right?
那就是大卫的故事了。
And that's the story of David.
大卫不是数点神的，数点百姓吗
？Wasn't David numbering his people?
这件事神不喜欢。
And this displeased God.
所以最后呢，神就降灾给大卫。
So then in the end, God has difficulty come upon David.
那么天使几乎要开始毁灭耶路撒冷。
And then the angels are almost going to destroy Jerusalem.
然后神就打发。先知就告诉大卫。
And then God sent a prophet to talk to David.
那么你应该到那个禾场上去献祭。
And told them to go to the threshing floor to offer sacrifice.
最后呢，我们知道说大卫就在那个禾场上献祭。
So in the end, David offered a sacrifice on the threshing floor of Ornan.
我想我们趁这个机会稍微读这一稍微看看这一
Can we just look in that passage?
因为这个和我们的主题很有关系。
Because this is much related to our main theme.
我们看这个历代志上第二十一章。
We look in First Chronicles, 11. Oh, 21.
二十一章。
First Chronicles 21.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
是大卫得罪神了以后。
This is after David, sinned against
him. 十八节。
Verse
18. 耶和华的使者吩咐加德去告诉大卫，叫他上去，在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，为耶和华筑一座坛。
Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
大卫就照着加德奉耶和华的名所说的话上去。
So David went up at the word of Gad, which he spoke in the name of the Lord.
那么然后呢, 我们二十节很重要。
Verse 20, very important.
那时阿尔南正打麦子。
And then in Ornan was threshing wheat.
回头看见天使就和他四个儿子都藏起来。
Now Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons who were with him hid themselves.
那么大家都知道啊,
Everyone knows.
这里当耶和华的使者
When the angel of the Lord
吩咐加德去告诉大卫说你要往阿尔拿何场
commanded Gad to go to the threshing floor of Ornan
但这里的圣灵特别说 那是阿尔拿正在打麦
And here it's spoken that Ornan was threshing wheat
所以这个地方不是个历史的场合 不是过去的不是
So this is not a historical thing
当大卫要上去时那是刚刚好人在打麦
So when David went up there people were threshing the wheat
所以这就是告诉我们说 神为什么要他上去呢?
So this tells us why did God want him to go up?
因为大卫数点百姓
Because when David numbered the people
证明说他骄傲了
It proves that he is proud.
你看见虽然他神给他神让他做大卫做王能够帮助许多的人
And because David as king could help many people
就好像把粮食呢能够分给别人
Just like he could give the food to others
但是大卫不单纯
But David was not pure
神要使用大卫比就更多
God wants to use David for even more than this
不做大卫把粮食给别人
True, David gave the food to others
但是呢他不知不觉也把他自己给别人
But unbeknownst to him, he gave himself to others as well
所以这个就是指着麦壳子来说
So this refers to the husk
所以如果人今天要得着粮食的
So people are going to receive food today
你看见麦壳跟麦粒一定要分开
The wheat and the husk need to be separated
那麦壳就指着我们肉
And then our husk speaks about our flesh.
所以这个禾场的工作就是打麦的工作。
So the work at the threshing floor is the work of threshing the wheat.
那么打麦常常是用牛来做。And
then oftentimes you use the ox to thresh the wheat.
牛呢产在木板上。And
the ox, they would step upon the wooden platform.
木板呢就放在轮子上。
And then this wooden platform be put on wheels.
这个轮子常常带着齿牙齿。
And then this wheels would have these teeth.
然后呢就从麦子经过。
And then this would go on top of the wheat.
就这样经过的时候。
And then after this.
然后你看你麦粒跟麦壳就分开。
And then the wheat and the husk would be separated.
所以圣经中的禾场是永远代表十字架的工作来说。
So the threshing floor always speaks about the work of the cross.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
以及基甸的故事也是对。
If you study the story of Gideon, it's the same way.
在这里也是这样。
Here it's the same thing.
你看见神叫大卫到那个禾场去。
God caused David to go to the threshing floor.
有他的原因。
It has its reason.
所以你看见吗?
所以现在大卫学了功课。 Now David learned a lesson.
那么结果他就到了禾场。
And then he came to the threshing floor.
那么现在28节。
And then verse 28.
那时大卫见耶和华在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上应允了他，就在那里献祭。
At that time when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he offered sacrifice there.
然后呢? 第31节
And then verse 31
1 yeah.
第31节这是对中文31节英文是第一句英文是下一章的第一句 Oh, 22 verse 1 yeah.
大卫说这就是耶和华神的殿 So
then David said This is the house of the Lord God And this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
这里很简单的，因为当他献燔祭的时候，
so when he offered the burnt offering,
那么火呢就从天上降，
and then the fire came down,
就表示神悦纳。
This proves that God accepted it.
只要神悦纳了，
if God accepted it,
就表示神不生气。
It means that God is no longer angry.
如果神不生气了，
if God is no longer angry,
那大卫的命就保住了。
Then the life of David is kept.
耶路撒冷的命运就保住了。
And then Jerusalem will be kept.
所以当大卫一看见神悦纳了他，
So when David saw that God accepted his
offering,
why did he God
accept it?
Because David was in the right place. David needs to go to the work of
the cross.
David needed to go through the threshing
floor.
This is very
clear.
As he offered sacrifice, at this time God accepted his offering. So then he suddenly discovered, it says, this is the house of the Lord God. We know this is a very important verse in the Old Testament. This speaks of an important discovery. For 400 or 500 years, the people of Israel didn't know about this. They had the word of God. God through Moses spoke about how they would find a place. And then among the 12 tribes, they would find one tribe. And for them to offer sacrifice, they need to go there. So every year, three times, they would go celebrate the feast. So they already spoken
about it.
Before they entered Canaan, Moses already told them about it. So when David was at the threshing floor, this word was already spoken 400 or 500 years. No one understood which tribe God had chosen. No one could imagine. No one imagined that God would have chosen Benjamin. And no one would have imagined that it would be Mount Moriah. No one imagined that where he offered Isaac, that would be the ground for the temple to be
built.
Now David learned a deep lesson. And there was a deep work on David. As he went to this great tradition, so of course he rather fall into the hand of God. But imagine how hard the hand of God was. But thank God, he came to the threshing floor of Ornan. He finally offered the burnt offering. And God accepted it as well. Now the scales on his eyes fell down. That this is the house of God. Now finally David found it. You see it? He found it. He finally found it. Just like
Archimedes?
Yeah.
这个阿基米德不是有很重大的发现吗?
Now, didn't he have great discovery?
那么他就在洗澡的时候,他发现了很重要的原理。
When he was taking a bath, he had a great discovery.
等到他发现了,他就什么也不管了,就出去喊说,我找到了,我找到了。
So he didn't care about his condition, he just ran out and said, I found it.
那句希腊话很有名的。
And that Greek word is very famous.
那么, 一直到现在,弟兄姊妹,经过了400年,500年,大卫终于找到了,在这么多人里面,among all these people,神拣选大卫。
God chose David. God trained him. God obviously wanted to build his house. He needed to be built. He needed to be
cut.
He needed a deeper work of God. Then he could see. After he could see, then he would know where the place of the building was
occurring.
So brothers and sisters, even though God said you cannot build the house, but where would the temple be built? David knew about that. David told Solomon. If David didn't tell Solomon, Solomon wouldn't know. So brothers and sisters, so Solomon is to understand the will of God. It's because God first built the house of David. So do you see that? So God did a great work on David. Thank the Lord.
现在呢,
now he finally saw. This is the foundation of the house of God.
那我们好不好看一下历代之下第三章第三章。
So we then turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
Solomon 就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
那么你看见吗？最后终于圣殿建在摩利亚山上。
So in the end, you see, finally, the temple was built upon Mount Moriah.
圣灵非常小心。
Now the Holy Spirit was very careful.
这个圣殿的基地应该在哪里？
Now where was the place where the temple was built? The base.
这个圣殿的基地在什么地方？
So where is the location for which the temple was built?
两个形容词。
There's two descriptions.
一个是摩利亚山。
One is Mount Moriah.
还有一个就是阿尔南的河。
And the other is the threshing floor of Ornan.
大家清楚了吗？
So now you're very clear.
什么地方有亚伯拉罕的奉献？
So wherever you find the offering of Abraham.
什么地方有人献上以撒？
Wherever someone offered Isaac.
那就这个地方现在圣殿可以盖起来。
Now at this place, this is where the temple can be built.
这个圣殿可以指着神的同在。
And of course, the temple can be used to describe the presence of God.
这个圣殿也可以指着教会来。
This temple can also refer to the church of God.
无论是教会，无论是神的同在。
Whether the church or the presence of God.
你看那个基础是个什么基础？
You see, what is the foundation?
哪里有奉献
？Wherever there is consecration，
哪里有人把以撒献上
？Wherever there is an offering of Isaac，
你看神就在这里把教会建造起来。
This is where God will build His church。
这里就带进神的同在。
This brings forth the presence of God。
当200人聚在一起
，When 200 people gather together，
他可以是200个人。
He can be two individuals。
这个可以是 congregation。
It can be a congregation。
这是个会众。
It is a congregation。
但是什么时候有教会的实际
？So, but when is there the reality of the church？
教会的实际乃至100。
The reality of the church is when 100 people, every single one offers their Isaac.
你看见在这里就有教会的事。
So then you have the reality of the church.
所以这一点是非常重要。
So this is very important.
但是就这么多吗？
But is it just that much?
不是。
No.
你看我们每一个的肉体都必须要被带到阿尔南的河。
All of our flesh needs to be brought to the threshing floor of Ornan.
所以有人说教会的门口有一个十字架。
So some people tell us that in front of the church there is a cross.
不是木头的十字架。
It's not a wood.
It's
a true cross.
所有的肉体都不能进到里面。
All the none of the flesh can enter in.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？Do you see that？
这是什么原则呢
？What is the principle？
这就这里所说的原则。
This is the principle spoken up here.
我们讲的摩利亚山。
When we speak about Mount Moriah.
我们讲的圣殿。
When we speak about the temple.
讲的神的同在。
When we speak about the presence of God.
讲到来到主的脚。
When we speak about coming to the feet of the Lord.
讲到我们要瞻仰神的面。
When we speak about coming to see the face of God.
与神有亲密的交通。
To have wonderful fellowship with Him.
弟兄姊妹。这个不就上行道路最终的目标
？Isn't this the ultimate goal of this upward way？
但是你要记得
，But you have to remember，
达到那个目标
，to reach that goal，
圣殿怎么会建造在摩利亚山上
？How can the temple be built on Mount Moriah？
你看大卫需要被建造
，You see David needed to be built first。
神需要为大卫建造家
，God needed to build a house for David。
然后从里面。从其中有一个儿子叫所罗门，他来建造。
From one of his sons, Solomon to build the temple.
如果神不建造
，If God didn't build,
不可能有所罗门。
It's impossible for there to be Solomon.
不可能有所罗门的建造。
And then there wouldn't be the building of Solomon.
但是就是所罗门要建造。
But in order for Solomon to build,
不能把这圣殿盖在空中。
You can't build this house in the air.
你一定要盖在一定地方。
You have to build it in a certain location.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
又是神在大卫家室里面的建造。
So again, God built in the House of David. So God did a work in David individually. He was proud. And he became weak. He fell. But because of his falling, on the one hand, God disciplined him. And to take away his foolishness. But not only that, after he learned a difficult lesson, God allowed him to see more clearly. So now you know.
如果没有这些根本， 这个不根本摩利亚山是在空中的。
If you don't have the temple,
圣殿是在空中
的。Then the temple will be in the air.
现在不了。
But it's not in the same
place.
Everything is clear now.
400 or 500 years 人没有看见的。
400 or 500 years people, what people didn't see.
现在大卫看见了。
Now David saw.
你看见吗？
这是神
的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神的旨意，圣殿只能够建在摩利亚山。
The will of God is that the temple can only be built on Mount Moriah.
也只能在阿尔南河。
It can only be built on the threshing floor of Arnon. In other words,
十字架的爱。
The love of the cross
激励我们把我们自己献上
encourages us to offer ourselves to the Lord.
而且当我们献上以撒就把自己献上
And that when we offer Isaac, it means we're offering ourselves.
那是最好的
That is the best.
这是十字架的爱
This is the love of the cross.
但是十字架交通呢
But what is the fellowship of the cross?
是把你看见是除去我们的肉体
Is we have to have our flesh being removed.
十字架的交通就是十字架在我们身上的工作
The fellowship of the cross is the work of the cross on us.
结果就把我们带到阿尔南的河。
Then we are being brought to the threshing floor of Arnon.
所以这就是当你读到这五第二段五篇的最后一篇。
So this is what is spoken of in the last psalm of the second five psalms.
所以我们现在可以再回去了。
So let us return.
我们再回到诗篇129篇。
Let us return to Psalm 129.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你就知道。
So now, brothers and sisters, you know.
当你还没有进到诗篇130篇以前。
Before you enter into Psalm 130.
当摩利亚山还没有到以前。
Before you come to Mount Moriah.
你一定要到一个地方。
You have to come to one place.
那个地方就是阿尔南的河。
And that place is the threshing floor of Arnon.
所以在这里讲的河捆。
So here it speaks about the harvest. It speaks about harvest.
你看见没？也讲到根离根。
It also speaks about the plow.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这就证明说是从头到尾的工作。
So this is the work from beginning to end.
当人站在阿尔南河场。
If people are upon the threshing floor,
如果你是农夫的话，
if you're a farmer,
你看见你手中的麦子，
if you look at the wheat in your hands,
你就知道说，
then you know,
这个乃是一连串工作的。
This is the end of a whole process of work.
接着下面就应该是丰收了。
And then the next step is the harvest.
接着下面，你看麦子就能供应给众人做粮食了。
The next, the wheat should be able to feed people.
但是你可以想象到，在整个的过程里面。
But in this whole process,
你看见需要有农耕的工作。
So you need the work of the plow.
那么，然后最后才到了阿尔南的河。
And then in the end, you come to the threshing floor of Arnon.
所以这里开始说，以色列当说，从我幼年以来，敌人屡。
Because here it says, many times they persecuted me from my youth up, let Israel now say.
那么这里的以色列,
now, the Israel spoken of here,
就是前面说, 愿平安归于以色列。
It's the same Israel where earlier it says, may peace be unto Israel.
你明白吗?
Do you understand
that? 这个128篇,
Psalm 128,
到了最后说, 愿你看见你儿女的儿女, 愿平安归于以色列。
In the end it says, indeed may you see your children's children, peace be upon Israel.
谁是以色列呢?
Who is Israel?
雅各就是以色列。
Jacob is Israel.
那么雅各是以色列。
Jacob is Israel.
所以他的儿女,他的子孙都是以色列。
So his children are all part of Israel.
所以他的儿女都是以他们的祖宗来做名,取名字。
So his children all use his name as the name for his nation. So may peace be upon Israel.
但是以色列当说。
But Israel must say,
now you 看这是紧紧接下去的。
And then it follows right after.
而且现在你看见已经比从前更往上走了。
And then they actually have gone a little bit further.
现在不光是在大卫的，不在所罗门的宫，不光在所罗门的宫里面。
They're no longer just at the palace of Solomon.
大卫的宝座在那里。
The throne of David is there.
但现在还要再往上。
But they want to go further up.
还没有到建造圣殿那个地方。
Not even close, not yet at the place of building.
已经非常靠近了。
Very close to the temple.
不过在你看见圣殿盖起来。
But before you see the temple being built up, you have to see something else. They probably have come to the threshing floor of Arnon. The threshing floor of Arnon should remind you of the story of David. How David numbered his people.
You
saw how the flesh of David. But don't forget, David is also the descendant of Jacob. David is also the descendant of Jacob. If Jacob is a worm, Lord, so is David.
因为你记不记得以赛亚神对以赛亚书神对雅各说，你这虫雅各。
Do you remember how God spoke to Jacob in Isaiah? You worm, Jacob.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters. But thank the Lord.
那只毛毛虫
that's a worm.
结果神把它变成一只蝴蝶
that caterpillar would eventually become a butterfly.
他是虫的时候名字叫雅各
when he was just a worm, his name was Jacob.
他是蝴蝶的时候他的名字叫以色列
when he became a butterfly, his name is Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂吗
now do you understand?
Very clear.
Why do you have to be brought to Mount Zion?
我们肉体向来是不顺服的。
Our flesh always doesn't obey.
现在我们也被带到二人的合适。
Now we have been brought to the threshing floor of Ornan.
让圣灵在我们身上工作。
To allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
让打麦子那个棍子把我们的愚昧打出去。
To allow the stick that's used to beat the wheat.
把我们的
棍
子。
To remove our husk.
把我们的棍子把它分开。
Remove our husk.
所以以色列当说。
So let Israel now say,
弟兄姊妹，你看这个这个工作什么工作
？What is the work here?
就是毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的工作。
This is the story of the worm becoming the butterfly.
这是大卫的故事。
This is the story of David.
这也是说，也是雅各的故事。
This is also the story of Jacob.
所以很有意思的。
So it's very interesting.
你读下去
，if you keep on reading，
你觉得这个是雅各的故事。
You feel this is the story of Jacob.
但是也是大卫的。
But it's also the story of David.
两个故事是一个故事。
The two stories are one.
所以他说，我从幼年以来，敌人。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up.
从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Yet they have not prevailed against me.
你看，这不是雅各，是
Isn't this Jacob?
因为雅各就是抓的意思。
Jacob, what it means is to cling on to.
雅各从来不是 gentleman.
No, Jacob is never a gentleman.
雅各是抓着哥哥的脚跟出来。
So he laid on to the heel of his brother and came out.
从前有一个笑话。
Now there was a joke that went
this way. 有一个英国的母亲。
Now there was an English mother.
她生了个双胞胎，她有个双胞胎在她肚子里。
And she had twins in her womb.
结果到了时候没有生下来。
But during the time that they were due, they weren't born.
过了两年还是没有生下来。
After 2 years, they still weren't born.
十年还是没有生下来。
After 10 years, they're still not born.
六十年了。
After 60 years.
现在医生说要剖腹生产了。
Now the doctor said, now you have to do a C-section.
结果呢，果然剖腹生产。
So then the mother did go to the C-section.
有两个老绅士在母怀母腹里。
There are two elder gentlemen there.
那一个说 you first.
One said you first.
另外一个说 you first.
The other said, you first.
就是因为这样他们六十年出不来。
So because of this, for 6 years, they never were able to come out.
因为两个都是绅士。
Because both of them are gentlemen.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers,
雅各没有的。
Jacob was.
你看雅各不是。
You see, Jacob was not this way.
雅各抓住哥哥的脚。
Jacob lay hold of the heel of his brother.
这就是雅各。
This is David.
所以雅各一天到晚就抓这个，雅各一天到晚抓这个祝福。
So Jacob was always out to lay hold of the blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
虽然敌人屡刺苦害我。
So even though the many times they have persecuted me,
他的舅舅
his uncle,
你看见神真是知道怎么帮助，怎么对付雅各。
So God knew how to deal with Jacob, right?
他是个弯刀，结果碰到葫芦头。
So he
found the 对手，碰到 his match.
So he found his match.
结果没有想到他哥在舅舅的手里不知道受多少的苦。
So he didn't know how much he suffered under the hand of his uncle.
然后他下面怎么说呢
？So what did he say?
如同蒺藜的根在我背上，蒺藜而根，根的犁沟深长。
The plowers piled upon my back; they lessened their furrows.
这是什么？这是雅各的故事。
This is the story of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters, do you remember?
他离家的时候啊
，When he left home,
圣经说太阳下山。
The Bible said that the sun had set.
然后下一次
，The next time,
圣经说太阳出来。
The Bible described how the sun came up.
二十年以后
，It was 20 years later.
他从此有一个漫长的二十年的长夜。
He had a long night for 20 years.
他说我白天受尽干热，晚上尝尽冬。
He said in the morning I went through the scorching heat, and at night I went through the cold.
他的舅舅十次改了他的工资。
And then his uncle Laban changed his wages 10 times.
你看见神不是在他的背上扶犁而耕吗
？Wasn't God plowing the plow upon his back?
而且耕的犁沟深长。
And then lengthened the furrows.
大卫是包，雅各是如此。
David, Jacob was this way.
雅各的后裔大卫也是。
The descendant of Jacob, David was this way also.
诗篇一百。
This is Psalm 129.
篇。然后下面怎么说
？And then what did it say further?
耶和华是公义的。
It said the Lord is righteous.
他砍断了恶人的绳子。
He has cut into the cords of the wicked.
这个恶人是谁
？Who is the wicked?
就是我们的肉。
It's our flesh.
所以现在要把他砍断。
So he has to cut him out.
这就是诗篇。 这个第二，这个上行诗第二个五篇里面最重很重要的词。
And this is a very central thought in the second five psalms.
肉体是做什么的
？What is the flesh？
他是恨恶西安。
He hates Zion.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你看，当你学西安山功课的时候
，When you learn the lesson of Zion，
有一个东西拦住你。
There's something that keeps holds you back。
我们从前呢，觉得这个女孩子三寸金莲是很好看。
Now the Chinese used to think that if you had a 3-inch-long foot。That was a pretty picture.
但是我们知道这不是如此。
But it's not this way.
一个小孩子如果生下来，你看所有的女孩子，她脚都是很好看的。
So every child when they're born, their natural growing feet is a beautiful thing.
如果你让她没有不拦住她生长，结果她到了走出进地毯那一段呢，你看那是一只很双很美好的脚。
So if you don't do anything with the feet and you allow and see her walk down the aisle when she gets married, it's a beautiful thing.
结果有很长很长的裹脚布就让他们裹了再裹裹了再裹。
But then what they used to do is they would bind the feet with this cloth.
那么二十年当然它就变成三寸金莲。
And then after 20 years, the feet would remain the same size, the 3 inches.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见有你看见吗？在整个生命成长的过程里
，So in the whole process of growth，
我们有太多的裹脚布。
We have too many of this binding cloth。
所以到今天，你问他问我们得救多少年了
？So when people ask you how many years have you been saved，
你说也许好几年了。
Say maybe many years。
你看他的脚三寸金莲。
You look at the feet; it's probably just three inches.
你看见没有？
You see that?
这是我们今天的问题。
This is a problem.
所以说，愿恨恶西安的都蒙羞退后。
So may all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned.
愿他们像房顶上的草，未长成而枯干。
Let them like grass upon the be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it goes up.
收割的不够一把，何捆也不满。
With which the reaper does not fill his hand, or the binder of sheaves his bosom.
过路的也不说，愿耶和华所赐的福归于你们。
Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Be blessed.
至于我们呢
？But how about us？
我们奉耶和华的名给你们祝福。
But we bless you in the name of the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们是有禾捆带回来。
We come back with harvest of joy。
我们曾经流泪撒种。
We were once who sowed in tears。
这个通通是在这五篇里面的故事。
This is all the story of these five psalms。
现在呢？带了丰收来。
Now there is the great harvest.
为什么有丰收？
Why is there a great harvest?
为什么现在人能得到供应？
Why can people be benefited?
你看见不光神在我们身上犁耕犁我们。
Not only is that plow plowing upon our back.
而且我们知道说，我们也经过了阿尔纳。
We know that we have also crossed the threshing floor of Arnon.
做了很深的工作。
The work of the cross did a deep work.
现在我们看见。
Now we see.
我们付了很惨重的代价。
We paid a great price.
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
那这个原来就是神同在的根基。
Now this is the foundation of the presence of God.
现在才有圣殿的基地。
Now can you have the place to build the temple?
所以弟兄姊妹120篇就完了。
So that's the end of Psalm 129.
那么这样的话，你看见第二篇就第二段的五篇就告了一段。
So now the second set of five psalms comes to an end.
那么然后现在就开始了131篇。
Now you come to Psalm 130.
131篇。
131
132
132
到132很清楚你看见很清楚你看见说已经到了什么已经到了圣殿的展
示 Psalm 132 is very clear that you see you've come to the temple complex
到了133篇
When you come to Psalm 133
你看见已经到了妇人的院
You have already come to the women's court
那就是以色列全家所在的地方
And that is where the whole families of Israel were gathered
看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等的善
Behold how pleasant, how good and pleasant, and how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together. So I want to add another explanation.
我们说妇人的院
When we speak about the women's court,
这个资料是根据西律的圣殿。
This information is according to the Temple of Herod.
就是第二个圣殿。
It's the second temple.
那么因为那里有足够的资料。
Because there is enough information.
那就主耶稣所在的。
And that's during the time of our Lord Jesus.
那么对于第一次的圣殿。
Now for the first temple.
现在资料很少很少。
Now there's very rare, very little information.
所以你知道阿拉伯人他们敢挑战。
So that's why the Arabs dared to challenge.
所以你怎么知道这第一个圣殿，大卫的所罗门的圣殿曾经在那里？
How do you know that the Solomon Temple even existed?
不是没有证据。
It's not that there's no proof.
证据不多的。
There's not too much proof.
所以我们不大知道说那个时候的情形是什么。
So we don't really know what the true condition of that time was.
你如果读圣经读不大清楚。
If you study the Bible, it's not that clear.
但是呢。 就着我们就着第二个圣殿多半原则上是延续着第一个圣殿。
But the second temple in principle should be the continuation of the first one.
所以我们猜想。
So our guess is this.
大概第二个圣殿离开第一个圣殿是不是很远。
So the second temple should be very close to the first temple.
所以以色列人他们一定有足够的资料能够延续第一个圣殿。
So the Jewish people, they should have enough information to continue the first temple.
也许我们知道那个第也许这个第二个圣殿广场也许第一个圣殿广场没有第二个那么大。
Maybe the first temple complex isn't as big as the second temple complex.
但样子大概应该差不多。
But the way it looks was probably very similar.
所以我们现在所说的妇人的院
so when we think about the women's court
那个是指着特别是在主耶稣降生那个时候的圣殿
so this probably especially refers to the temple of when our Lord Jesus was born
一点都不错的
so it's true
就在那个时候
during that time
你知道以色列人也是唱这十五篇诗篇
the people of Israel also sang these 15 songs
他们在女人院里面
they were
院里
面
女院里面
in the women's court they were singing this
拉比们他们就是带着人唱这十篇一百篇
and the rabbis
十五篇的
the rabbis to lead them and sing these 15 songs.
所以你知道等你真的到了这个弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美。
So when you come to this, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
很清楚已经到了女院。
It's clearly already at the women's court.
那132篇很清楚。
Now Psalm 132 is very clear.
123篇这里给我们看到我要使其中的粮食丰满使其中的穷人饱足。
He said, I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her needy with bread.
为什么？这是我安息之所。
Because this is the place of my rest.
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为我耶和华拣选了锡安，当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired for his habitation.
那么在这个圣殿的广场里面。
Now in this temple complex.
那的的确确他们有摆放粮食的地方。
And indeed they had a place where they would store the food.
也有油的地方。
And then they would store oil also.
圣殿里有这些地方的。
But the temple has these locations.
所以神说我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
So that's why God said, I will abundantly bless your provision, I will satisfy her needy with bread.
很清楚，现在你不光是到了圣殿。
Now you not have just not come to the temple.
而且你是来到了圣殿的房间。
Now you have come to the temple complex.
不过到了133篇更近。
But when you come to Psalm 133, you come to one step further.
我想大家应该对于这个印象应该是有的。
I think people should have a general impression of that.
很可惜昨天早晨呢，我们没有录影。
But unfortunately, it's a shame that we didn't record yesterday's presentation.
我们解释那个背景的时候
Because when we explained that background,
我们是用幻灯的
Now we used the projector.
所以如果昨天有了录影，可能大家留着，大家如果要复习的话，就容易的多了
So it would have been easier if we had a recording.
那现在我们就有录音
So now we only have the audio recording.
讲到这里的时候，我稍微顺便提醒大家一下
So let me remind brothers and sisters.
那么因为如果大家听录音没有录影可没有这个图片可能印象不深刻
so because you only have the audio recording and not no video recording it won't be you won't have a deeper impression
或者你要介绍给别人
or if you want to introduce it to others
因为他没有看没有参加所以他就不知道讲些什么
because they didn't participate they wouldn't know what we're talking about
所以我想我要做这件事
so I'll do something here
我回去的时候
when I return
我就把它放在网站上
I'll put it on the website
所以弟兄姊妹你们就可以去下载
so then you can just download the presentation
给我几秒钟告诉你们网站的地址。
So just give me a few seconds for you. Need to give me the address.
的话，你可以上去。
If you will, you can come and go and download it.
我大概明天就到家了。
So tomorrow night I will reach home.
我希望半夜以前就把它放上。
So before midnight, I would like to put it onto the website.
如果大家愿意的话，可以把那个图片。
If you're willing, you can download that website.
所以那个很容易的。
It's very simple.
大家都会讲 Amen, 对不对
？Everyone knows how to say Amen, right?
网站名叫 Amen。
The website is called Amen.
那么古时候神的儿女们因为受逼迫
Now the children of God used to be persecuted.
他们不敢说 Amen.
They dare not say Amen.
他们写信写到最后的时候
When they write a letter, they write right to the end.
99
They would write a number
99. 99就是 Amen 的意思
99 means Amen.
因为你把 Amen 的那原文数值加起来刚好是99
Because if you use the original spelling of Amen and added the number represented, you'll get the number 99. So that's the website name.
So the Amen 99.
Amen99.com.
.com.
Amen99.com.
现在不过你要 slash 一下.
But you have to put a slash.
所谓的 slash 就是一条斜线是从 东北往西南的,
so the slash is the line going from northeast to southwest.
然后呢, 上面写, press on.
Press on.
Press on.
And the word press on, one word.
P-R-E-S-S-O-N, slash. 然后这样,
and then you'll find the website.
那我想, 你大概第一页你就可以知道在哪里,
so if you look at the first page, you should be able to find it.
那么上面我们当然会提起,
and we'll talk about the process of growth of Christian life.
这里面就有一些图可以让大家看,
then you'll see some pictures that you'll be able to download.
所以就是什么,
so when you study this Bible,
你知道132篇已经到了哪里,
you know, Psalm 132, you've already come to the temple complex.
那么133呢, 已经到了那个圣殿 proper, 就是从美门进去那女院的地方。
So Psalm 132, you already come to the temple proper, that's where you can enter through the beautiful gate.
再上去就是以色列院。
And then if you keep on going one step further, you come to the court of the Israelites.
再上去就是祭司的院。
And then further up, then the court of the priests.
134篇是发生在
Psalm 134 occurs in the priestly court.
原因在哪里呢?
Why is that?
因为这里说耶和华的仆人是指的祭司来。
When it says all servants of the Lord, it refers to the priests.
那么他们有夜班。
Now they would work at night.
到了我夜班，他们开始继续的服侍。
Now some of these who had the night shift, they would continue to
work. 那么朝圣的人要回家了。
Now those who went to the pilgrimage, they weren't going home.
要对那些留在圣殿里面继续要大夜这个过夜班的人和他们祝福他们。
So they wanted to bless those that would continue to work the night shift and say goodbye.
所以当他们在那说再见的时候,
so as they were there saying goodbye,
他们是耶和华的仆人，夜间站在耶和华殿中的，你们应当称颂耶和华。
He said, "Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord."
那么这个时候祭司们呢就 对于这些要离开的大众就讲了第二节，就说了第二节。
And then verse 2, the priests that were in the, working the night shift will respond to the people of Israel.
你们当向圣所举手称颂耶和华。
Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
愿照天地的耶和华从西安赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
然后就结束了这事。 结束了他们的朝圣,
and that concluded their pilgrimage.
现在他们要回去了,
now they return home.
所以你就知道到了134篇,
so when you come to Psalm 134,
那就到了最高峰了,
you come to the highest peak,
已经来到了圣所,
you come to the holy place.
那么大祭司一年一度还可以到了至圣所,
and the great high priest once a year would be able to enter into the holy of holies.
他们不光白天侍奉神,
they not only serve the Lord in the day,
他们晚上也侍奉神,
they also serve the Lord at night.
如果你真的来到主的脚前,
if you really came before the feet, you're not just do it during the day.
晚上也是,
at night it was this way also. In the day you would worship the Lord, at night you would worship the Lord. So that's what David said. I'm going to praise the Lord three times a day.
弟兄姊妹,
seven times a day.
到了137篇的时候,
when you come to Psalm 134,
你看这个成长路就到了高峰,
you see that this process of growth has reached its peak.
来到了脚前,
you come to before the feet of the Lord,
就来到了联合的最高峰,
then you come to the highest point of the union,
交通的最高峰,
the highest point of fellowship.
第一段,
the first section,
你看见是相信,
you see believe.
第二段,
the second stage is obedience.
第三段,
the third stage is fellowship.
第一段,
the first stage
信心成义,
is justification by faith.
第二段,
second section
信心成圣,
sanctification by faith.
第三段,
the third section
然后因信得荣耀,
the glorification by faith.
这就是整个成长的路,
this is the whole process of growth.
那在最后这一段里面,
so in this last section,
132篇清楚的,
Psalm 132 is clear.
因为神说耶和华拣选了西安,
because here it says that God has chosen Zion.
为什么西安呢?
Why has the Lord chosen Zion? Don't forget.
现在你看见大卫的宝座就在旁边,
because the throne of David was right next to it.
我们要记得,
we have to remember,
在圣殿山上,
On the Temple Mount,
不是一座, 不是, 严格说来, 不是一个建筑,
it's not just one structure.
最中心的当然是圣殿,
the most central part obviously is the temple.
神要有一个见证,
but then God has wanted a testimony.
这个圣殿怎么盖起来的?
How was the temple built?
不是所罗门盖的,
Solomon did it.
是所罗门盖的,
Solomon did build it.
也不是他盖的,
but it's also not built by him. Why?
因为神先建造大卫的家,
because God first built the house of David.
然后产生了大卫,
and Solomon. And then Solomon was born.
所以所罗门才,
so then Solomon was the one that built the house.
所以你看,
So this is the eternal mark.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
你记得，
这里是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
这里是大卫的宝座。
This is the throne of David.
大卫宝座的背后
，behind the throne of David.
证明说神建造大卫的。
Proves that God built the house of David.
大卫没有什么好骄傲。
David had nothing to be proud of.
所罗门没有什么好骄傲。
Solomon had nothing to be proud of.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
你记得，
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以你看见就是那么两栋的建筑在那个最高的地方。
So these two buildings were at the highest place.
所以到了第三段的时候
，So when you come to the third section,
你看见这两。
You see these two buildings were there.
这是很明显、很清楚的见证。
This is very clear testimony.
你看见说这个最后一段的故事。
You see the last portion of the story.
第二段排排坐，摆在一起的。
It's put together with the second part.
连在一起的。
It's related to the second part.
所以现在他神怎么说呢
？So now what did God say?
因为耶和华拣选了锡安。
He said because the Lord has chosen Zion.
锡安是大卫的宝座。
Zion is the throne of David.
就在大卫宝座的地方。
Where the throne of David was.
我愿意当做自己的居所。
Desired it for my habitation. Brothers and sisters,
哪里有基督的宝座
Wherever there's the throne of David, the throne of Christ,
哪里就有神的同在
There will you find the presence of God.
他说这是我永远安息之所
Said this is I've desired it as an eternal habitation.
你想想看，
他怎么说呢 Forever.
他说我要住在这里
Here I will dwell.
因为这是我愿意
For I have desired it.
什么叫做神的旨意？
What is the will of God?
神的旨意最中心在什么地方
Where is the central thought of the will of God?
你要让当神自己说
You have to allow God to say it himself.
神自己告诉我们他要什么
God told us what he wants.
神的旨意
The will of God
就是他所愿意
Is what he wants.
弟兄姊妹现在你明白了
So now you understand.
神的旨意他拣选了锡安
The will of God and what he desires is he has chosen Zion.
锡安的背后
Now behind Zion.
包括许多的故事
It includes many stories.
包括阿尔南的河
It includes the threshing floor of Ornan.
包括这么多这么多的故事
It includes so many stories.
现在拣选了锡安
Now he has chosen Zion.
现在锡安有得胜了
Now Zion speaks of overcoming.
你看这些都得胜过所有战争都过去
All the battles have been won.
现在终于得胜了
Now there is victory.
现在神说我要以这里做我永远安息之所
And God said this is my resting place forever. Now God can find a resting place here.
我们来到与我们像大卫一样说，我在你的脚凳前下拜。
And then we like David, we can say we bow at your footstool.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 我们如果进他的居所，在他的脚凳前下拜。
Now if we enter into his dwelling place and bow at his footstool,
他叫做安息。
So then you receive rest. We also receive rest.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在你以神的旨意做你的旨意
So now you allow God's will to be your will.
以神的愿意做你的愿意
So God's desire to be your desire.
所以诗篇132篇
So Psalm 132.
这里说求你纪念大卫所受的一切的苦难
It says remember O Lord on David's behalf all his affliction.
但不要忘记
But don't forget.
这个苦难是和他从前不一样的
Now this suffering was different from what he suffered before.
这里的苦难是大卫的苦难
Now there is the suffering of David. What is this affliction? He was very suffering a lot. Because he swore to the Lord. He bowed to the mighty one of Jacob. You see that? What did he say? Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. You see that? David used God's will as his will. He was living in a house with
ceiling.
He lived in his palace. So what did he say? He didn't have rest. Because God didn't have a rest.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and
sisters, 当你读到这五篇
when you come to these five songs,
你看这里有一个人是与神联合的。
Here was someone that was united with God.
什么叫联合?
What is union?
联合平常我们讲的太抽象了。
Normally we make it very abstract.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
联合就是以神的思想做我们的思想。
Union means to allow God's thoughts to be our thoughts.
以神的情感做我们的情感。
To allow God's emotions to be our emotions.
以神的意志做我们的意志。
To allow God's will to be our will.
这就叫做联合
This is union.
很清楚的
It's very simple.
圣经中讲的与基督联合
So when the Bible speaks about union with Christ,
就是这么一件事
It's that thing.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
与基督联合就是与神的旨意联合
To be united with Christ needs to be united with the will of God.
什么是神的旨意
What is the will of God.
凡是神说, 我所愿意的,
it's whatever God says, what I desire.
他这是我永远的居所,
so this is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell.
在地上有一个地方神能住下,
so for there to be a place for God to dwell, this is not an easy thing. This is not the heaven in heaven. This is heaven on earth.
你看你天上有天堂,
he said that in heaven there is heaven, but in, on earth there is also heaven. Brothers and sisters, so that on the earth God can receive rest. This is the principle of Zion. So brothers and sisters, may we understand the story. So this is the story of Psalm 132. Psalm 132 speaks about how he was united with Christ. He thought about the will of God. He thought that how God didn't have rest. So he went to seek for a dwelling place for
God.
Find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Why did he do this? He said, if I find a place for the Lord, then he can have rest.
然后我可以在他的脚凳前下拜。
Then I can worship at his footstool.
我们说过,
we already mentioned this footstool refers to the ark. God is in heaven.
当然神住在,
God does not dwell in hand, a house made with hands. God placed his name in the temple.
同在在那里,
so his presence was there.
荣耀在那里,
the glory was there. Yet God is still in heaven. Seated on his throne. He is willing to extend his presence to the earth. Like he has very long feet extending all the way to the earth. Now his feet cannot hang in the air. Something has to be his footstool. And that is the ark. So brothers and sisters, now you understand. Why is the ark the center of the temple? Because now the Lord God can find resting place on the earth. But because he put his feet upon the footstool, for him it's rest. But for you, you don't have to climb to heaven. You don't have to climb the Jacob ladder to go to heaven. You cannot do it. You just have to come to the feet of God. You're still on earth.
什么是天堂?
What is heaven?
神在那里,
God is there, that's why it's heaven.
天堂是天堂,
heaven is heaven because God is there.
地狱,
hell is hell because God is not there.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果现在你来到了约柜的旁边,
so if you come before the ark,
来到至圣所,
you come to the Holy of Holies,
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
因为这神放脚的地方,
because this is where God places feet.
你就来到了神的脚,
then you come before the feet of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
哪里有神的脚?
Wherever there is the feet of God, there is heaven.
何况当我们今天来到主的脚前,
so when we come to before the feet of God,
那一双的脚是带着伤痕的,
now those feet are nail pierced.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂得,
do you remember?
今天很清楚的,
now it's clear.
大卫有这个心愿,
David had a heart.
但是我们知道,
but we know,
大卫需要等一等,
David needed to wait a little bit.
需要忍耐等候,
he needed to wait a little bit.
所以130天,
so that's why in Psalm
130,
what did he say in Psalm 130?
第五节,
verse 5.
我等候耶和华,
I wait for the Lord.
我的心等候我也仰望他的,
my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope.
我的心等候主胜于守夜的等候天亮,
my soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning.
什么时候圣殿没有盖成功,
when,
什么时候天是不亮,
whenever the temple is not built, then the sky will not shine.
一个守夜的人希望天早一点亮,
so one who, the watchman, he is waiting for the morning to dawn. So David was waiting for the morning to dawn. So David had a suffering. We often don't go to this affliction, but David had such an affliction. So he does not allow his eyes to sleep. So he has a desire. He wants to build the house of God. So we know the story later. He can only wait. Wait for God to first build in his family. To allow David to be born. Solomon to be born. So when when the Solomon was on the throne,
等到他建造圣殿,
when he builds the temple,
那个时候,
at that point,
天才亮,
then the day was on.
弟兄姊妹,
now David wasn't young anymore.
年轻人可以等,
now, for the young one, you can wait.
年纪大的人,他能多少,
those who are aged, how long can they wait?
但是你看见,
but you see,
大卫一生最可爱的一段,
the loveliest part of David's life,
他最后的一段,
is his last part of his
弟兄姊妹,
life. 弟兄姊妹,
你恐怕很少知道大卫晚年的他的心态,
you,
他的心路历程,
you rarely could feel the heart of David.
130篇跟131篇就是那个历程,
Psalm 130 and 131 is his journey.
这是大卫一生最美,
this is the highest point of David's wife.
弟兄姊妹,
but
in this
did you pay attention?
当你读这个列王,
when you study the Samuel,
你知道大卫, 你知道大卫, 神说, no, 告诉他, 不可以建造,
God said, no, you can't build my house.
那么然后到后来他也, 你知道, 阿尔南和场故事也讲了, 圣经也告诉, 撒母耳也告诉我们了,
and then you also read the story of the threshing floor of Ornan.
其实啊, 撒母耳记结束在阿尔南和场,
but in reality, the book of Samuel ends with the threshing floor of Ornan.
那大卫的故事,
that's the story of David.
撒母耳记上, 是扫罗的故事,
First Samuel speaks about the story of Saul.
扫大卫逃难,
and then David fled.
到了撒母耳记下, 你看大卫坐在宝座上,
when you see Second Samuel, you see David upon the throne.
到了最后一章,
when you cut the last chapter,
我们看见大卫的羞耻,
and we see the shame of David.
他骄傲了,
and then he became proud.
他犯了两个大罪,
he committed two sins.
这是第二个大罪,
this is the second sin.
圣经怎么结束了?
And then it concludes.
这是撒母耳,
this is second Samuel.
这是大卫, 大卫最后的情形,
this is the last situation with David.
然后你就读列王记上,
and then you study First Kings.
列王记上第一章呢?
Well, First Kings chapter 1
告诉我们大卫老迈,
tells us how David became old.
所以这告诉我们说,
so this tells us,
阿尔南合场以后,
after the threshing floor of Ornan,
老了,
David became old.
然后他的故事就完了,
and then his story ended.
这是列王记,
this is the king, first king. But if you study First and Second Chronicles, you think it's different. It's very interesting. What did the First Chronicles chapter
21
speak about? The story of the threshing floor.
阿尔南合场的故事,
the threshing floor warning.
然后过了八章以后,
after 8 chapters,
才讲的大卫老了,
and then it speaks about how he became old.
中间多了八章,
there were 8 more chapters.
那为什么?
Why?
当你读这个列王记上下跟历代记上下,
when you study 1st and 2nd Kings and 1st and 2nd Chronicles,
你大概读来读去, 你觉得都差不多对不对?
You will feel that it's almost the same, right?
这个王, 那个王, 读来读去,
this king, that king is so unclear.
而且呢, 到了历代记再来一遍,
and then again in the First and Second Chronicles.
所以你觉得这个都差不多,
you feel they're all very similar.
不, 差得很多,
and no, it's actually very different.
所以差不多先生不能读圣经,
so the almost there, oh, anyway.
Yeah. 所以我们知道读圣经一定要准确才可以,
so you have to be very accurate when you study the Bible.
你如果比较列王记上下跟历代记上下,
so if you study, compare 1st and 2nd Kings and 1st and 2nd Chronicles,
两个都是讲历史,
both speak about history.
但是呢,
but
列王记上下只讲历史,
1st and 2nd Kings only speaks about history.
历代之上下是圣灵对这些历史的解释,
1st and 2nd Chronicles as the explanation of the Holy Spirit of this history.
那因着解释的原因,
now because he explained it,
他永远站在神旨意之上,
he always stands from the perspective of the will of God.
神和大卫立约,
so God established a covenant with David.
他的子孙要坐在大卫的宝座,
that his descendants will be put upon his throne.
你知道是什么意思?
Now, do you know what that means?
这和我们的主降生有关系,
this has to do with the birth of our Lord.
你看见我们的主, 他就是坐在大卫的宝座,
now our Lord, he was upon the throne of David.
所有旧约里面讲到关乎大卫都是指着我们的主来,
everything in the Old Testament speaks about David, it refers to our Lord.
这当然是神的旨意,
of course this is the will of God.
所有圣灵解释, 他永远站在神的立场, 永远站在神的旨意,
so God, the Holy Spirit always stands with the will of God.
但是历代列王记上下呢是站在历史学家的立场,
but First and Second Kings is from the perspective of a historian.
你从人的角度来看这个以色列的哪个做王哪个下来等等等等,
so you look at it from man's perspective on who was king.
那么现在注意了,
but now,
你如果读列王记上下,
if you look at First and Second Chronicles,
很简单,
it's very simple,
非常简单,
very simple.
他讲了以色列分成两个国家,
it spoke of how Israel was divided into two nations, right? The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom, right?
所有南国的,
All those that were in the southern kingdom,
那些王都是坐在大卫宝座。
The kings are always on the throne of David.
你看，这在神旨意那条线上。
This is in the line of the will of God.
那北国也有很多的王，对不对
？And then, of course, the northern kingdom also had many kings, right?
北国的王没有一个是好的。
And then, but none of those kings were good kings.
南国的王有好的，有坏的。
The southern kingdom, the kings were good and bad.
所以，如果你读《列王纪上下》的话
，So if you study First and Second,
南国的故事，北国的故事。
The story of the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
一个王起来了，一个王下。
A king rose and a king fell.
这是列王纪上。
This is First and Second Kings.
而且给你看一个国家的情。
And then you saw the condition of a nation.
这里特别给你看你政治的这一。
Especially from a political perspective.
但是
，But
你如果读到历代之上下
，But when you study First and Second Chronicles,
你看见
，You see that
他仍旧讲历史。
He is still talking about history.
他注意属灵的。
It pays attention to the spiritual.
所以凡是。跟属灵有关系的
So anything that has to do with spiritual things
圣灵就多记载
Then the Holy Spirit does more recording
那最有趣的
The most interesting part is this
历代之上下
First and Second Chronicles
有一个中心的
Had a central thought
圣殿做中心
It uses the temple as a thought
所有这些君王跟圣殿发生关系的
All these kings have to do with the temple
都记载下来
It's all recorded
否则根本不记载
Otherwise they're not recorded
所以你读到历代之上下的时候
So when you come to First and Second Chronicles
给你两个意象
There are two visions that you
see 第一
First
它只记载犹大的王
It only records the kings of Judah
南国的王
The kings of the
south.
Only those kings that sat on the throne of David.
美国的根本提都不提。
It's not the those from the kingdom of North that you mentioned.
那个不重要。
That's not important.
所以你读到马太福音第一章14代、14代又14代。
So in Matthew chapter 1, you read about 14 generations. 14 generations. 14 generations. The middle 14 generations.
通通是坐在大卫宝座上。
Are all the 14 that sat on the throne of David.
这就是历代之上下所记载。
So this is what is recorded in First and Second Chronicles.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
历代之上下只讲两件。
First and Second Chronicles only talked about two things.
第一。
First.
大卫的宝座。
The throne of David.
第二。
Second.
神的殿。
The temple of God.
就这两样。
Just these two things.
这就是最后你看见摩利亚山上的奇迹。
So this is the condition in Mount Moriah.
一面有神的殿
On the one hand, you have the temple of God.
一面有大卫的宝座
On the other hand, you have the throne of David.
这两个是彼此解释的
These two explain each other.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白
Now we understand.
当你读历代之上下的时候
When you study First and Second Chronicles,
讲到圣殿
When you come to the temple,
讲到神的旨意
When you speak about the will of God,
神的话就多起来
Then you see the word of God being more.
多多少呢
It's much more.
多出八章
It's 8 chapters more.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们才晓得
Now we understand,
大卫的晚年是怎么度过的
How David spent his latter years
你看见吗
Do you see that?
当神说不是你
When God said it's not you
他从那天开始
From that day on
他就等候
He was waiting
他就等候天亮
He was waiting for the day to dawn
你看见他不让他的眼睛睡觉
He did not allow his eyelids to sleep
他知道只有天亮的时候你知道他的心才能满意
You know, only when the day dawns will his heart be satisfied
他也知道只有天亮的时候神的心才能满足
So he all knows that only when the day dawns will his, the heart of God be satisfied
从那天开始
From that day on
他就是一个等候等候天亮的人
He was one who waited for the day to dawn
当然我们知道
But of course we know
后来神继续在那工作再工作再工作
The Lord kept on working on him and working on him
然后把他带到爱人的
And then brought him to the threshing floor of Ornan
好了这个时候是开始。
Now this is the beginning.
为什么
？Why？
因为你终于找到那块基地了。
Because you finally found the place of the temple.
如果没有基地的话，那一次都还没一晃。
Now if you don't find the location to build the temple, you can't talk about anything.
你写中国字的时候，你一定要一画要开始的。
So when you write a Chinese character, you need to start with one stroke.
如果没有基地，一画都没有开始。
If you don't have a location, you can't even have that first stroke.
好了，现在一画开始了。
So now you started that stroke.
那弟兄姊妹，
不是
你再读下去。
If you keep on reading.
你看见大卫有没有消极
Now was David very negative
你知道吗
You know that
如果我们是大卫的
If we're David
我想我们的晚年就很凄凉
I think our olden age will be very lonely
神说你永不录用把他把帮助放在一边
God will just sort of lay us aside
神说我要建造圣殿但是不是你
I will build a temple but it's not you
你看见没有
You see that
如果是我们就不做了
If it's us we would give up
我们就安享晚年了
We'll just enjoy our old age
但是不大卫不这样
But no David was not
the way 告诉我们说他预备材料
The Bible tells us how he prepared the material
他拿了他知道那个基地在哪里了
So he knew where that location temple
would be 我们不知道
Solomon didn't know
他知道
He knew
感谢神
Thank God.
你看见吗？他预备材料。
So you prepare the material.
钉子、
王子 silver, 这都是神怎样建立他的家。
This is how God built his house.
那不止如此
，Not only that,
慢慢的所罗门长大了。
Slowly Solomon started to grow up.
那个时候阿尔南河场的时候，大概所罗门还幼小。
The threshing floor of Ornan at that time, Solomon was probably still young.
然后他所罗门小，他就已经就给他就劝勉他了。
So Solomon was young, but then David encouraged him.
然后他也把那些百姓们找来。
And he would find the people.
告诉他们所罗门还年小。
To tell them that Solomon was young.
但是你们要一起来要建造神的。
But he had to rise up and build the temple of God.
他鼓励他们。
He encouraged them.
他自己做榜样。
He used himself as an example.
他要别人奉献，他第一个先奉献。
When they want others to offer, he was the first to offer.
你觉得好像晚年大卫什么事都不做，只是为着等天亮。
You feel that David spent his olden years just waiting for the day to dawn.
后来不光如此。
But not only that.
你看你圣经怎么说呢？
Now what does the Bible say?
圣经说那个图样啊，是大卫到底圣经怎么做？是大卫指示给所罗门。
So then the whole drawing of the temple was David given to Solomon.
大卫怎么说呢？
What does David
say? 他这就是神用指头画给我的。
So this is what God has drawn with his finger.
我们要知道说。
So we know
蓝图是神给大卫的。
The blueprint was given to God, David by God.
基地是大卫看见的。
And then the location was David who found it.
材料是大卫预备的。
The materials were prepared by David.
他觉得自己不够。
So he felt that he couldn't do it.
全国上下和他一起来。
He wanted all the nations to rise up with him.
他知道他孩子还小。
He knew that the child was very young.
好不容易看见他长大了。
He saw Solomon grow up.
结果他有一天果然长大了。
So then one day he finally grew up.
弟兄姊妹，他知道天就快亮了。
He knew that the day was dawning.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你看见吗？
You see that?
这个时候如果圣殿盖起来的话。
So as the temple was built.
那么这些祭司们该做些什么？
So what are these priests doing?
是不是要把他们分成好几个班次？
Are they going to divide them into many parts?
这不是所罗门做的。
This is not what Solomon did.
这是大卫做的。
This is what David did.
还没有圣殿。
There was no temple yet.
梦还没有实现。
The dream was not fulfilled.
大卫已经在这做这些事。
David was already there doing the work.
我们都等着什么都做好了再设计。
We are waiting for everything to be ready. Then we start.
到底还有没有明天？
Is there tomorrow?
你能不能活那么长？
Can you live for that long? No.
你看大卫为着神的旨意。
But for the will of God.
他知道他自己也许念慢慢老迈了。
David knew that he was going old.
但是他又确定。
But he would want to be sure.
只要他有一口气。
If he had just a breath.
那么到底祭司们应该怎么样按着班次来侍奉？
Now how would the priest serve?
还有唱歌的人。
Then those who sang.
大卫自己是个唱歌的人。
Now David was one who sang.
那么哪些人应该在殿里面歌唱？
Now which people are to come to the temple to sing?
圣殿还没有。
The temple was not built yet.
人已经在那里预备。
People are already there preparing.
弟兄姊妹，这就像今天以色列的情形。
This is just like Israel's condition today.
今天住在耶路撒冷的人。
Those who dwell in Israel today. If you open the windows of Jerusalem,
你看摩利亚山上的不是圣殿，乃是清真寺。
If you look upon the Mount Moriah, what you see is not the temple, but the mosque.
人来看没有希望。
No, everyone feels it's impossible.
你不可能在那个上面圣殿能盖起。
You can't build the temple upon that.
但是有的人，
but some people,
就像大卫一样，
they're just like David.
稀奇不稀？
Isn't it amazing?
他们有个学校，
they had a school, they have a school.
叫做祭司学校，
it's called the school of the priest.
他们经过好几年的训练。
They're trained for years.
就是告诉你说，万一将来圣殿重建以后，他们应该怎么做呢？
To train in how, what if the temple is rebuilt? What you have to do?
今天你到大学里面去。
If you go to university today.
你四年毕业以后，
after you graduate 4 years,
你就可以侍奉了。
You can serve.
或你就可以做事了。
You can work.
可以做工程师。
You can become an engineer.
可以做电脑工程师。
You can be a computer engineer.
但是不要忘了。
But don't forget.
等到你84年毕业。
But after you graduated,
你八年毕业，
after 8 years,
圣殿还没有建起，
and then the temple is not built.
弟兄姊妹，
but
世界上一定有一半的傻瓜。
There are foolish people in this world.
你看见没有？
You see that?
他学了四年，
after he learned for 4 years,
他学了八年，
he learned for 8 years.
有没有前途呢？
Is there a future?
完全看圣殿能不能盖起。
It depends whether the temple can be built.
圣殿盖起来了，
if the temple is built,
他们就能侍奉。
Then they can serve.
这些年轻人
These young people,
现在好几百了
there are many hundreds of
them, 我们要问他们
they want to ask them,
他们是不是全世界最傻的
Aren't they the most foolish people in this world?
现在你叫这些人把什么都找出来
Now these people they have found everything
如果圣殿重建的话
If the temple is rebuilt
你一定要有半色克勒那么半色克勒
你要纳这个殿税。
So you have to have the half shekel for the temple tax.
还有很多的东西。
And many other things.
祭司穿的衣服是什么
？And the priestly garments.
都已经做好了。
They all ready.
现在做了个模型，就是金灯台的模型。
And then now they have even a mold of the lampstand.
如果弥赛亚很快就要来的话。
So if the Messiah comes quickly.
他们要用纯金的要做那个金灯台。
Then they will make that lampstand out of pure gold.
是一片金子打出来的。
And then they will beat it out of one piece of gold.
光是那个金灯台就是$10,000,000。
Just that golden lampstand is $10 million. Brothers and sisters.
有如果你知道他们怎么预备。
Now if you know how they prepare.
你就知道这些真正要建造圣殿的人。
So these people that want to really build the temple,
他们等候弥赛亚的人。
They're waiting for the Messiah.
他们像大卫一样。
They're just like David.
到底有没有明天不知道。
Do they have a tomorrow? They don't know.
能不能活到明天也不知道。
If they live tomorrow, they don't know.
你要把窗子一打开，没有希望的。
If you open the window, you see it's impossible.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们为着弥赛亚。
But for the return of the Messiah.
他们为着弥赛亚成为世界上最愚昧的人。
For the Messiah, they became the most foolish in this world.
他们都是年轻人。
They're all young people.
是最优秀的年轻人。
They're the best young people.
他们已经把所有的祭司都已经找出来了。
They've already found all the priests among them.
他们有办法找的。
They were able to find
DNA 的办法来找的。
Some of them they use DNA to look them up.
送到他们 database 里面。
And then send it into the database.
他们说，等到弥赛亚来的时候。
They said that when the Messiah comes.
那么他们这个人要去代表大家去见弥赛亚。
And then they will represent everyone to meet the Messiah.
他说弥赛亚先生。
They said Mr. Messiah.
这个就是你的 database. 所有的祭司都在这里。
This is your database. This, all the priests are here.
需要多少个祭司呢？
How many priests you need?
28,000个祭司。
28,000 priests.
如果圣殿要重建。
If the temple were to be rebuilt,
这
你
看见吗？
You see that?
这些人真的叫你受感动。
These people ought to move your heart.
这些人就叫你想起大卫。
These people ought to remind you.
大卫就是这样。
David was this one.
你看见没有？
You see that?
什么都弄好了。
Everything is ready.
到底应该怎么样的服侍？
What, how do you serve?
要分多少的班？
How many shifts you have?
神说你就是不能建造。
God said you can't build.
感谢神。
But thank God.
他完全顺服。
He submitted completely.
他没有因着这个缘故他就灰心了。
And not because of this that give up.
我如果没有荣耀我就不做。
If I have no glory, I won't do it.
我们已经说过了。
Already mentioned.
最后圣殿果然盖起来。
In the end, the temple was built.
历史学家都知道这是所罗门的圣殿。
All historians will know and tell you that this is the Solomon temple.
荣耀归给所罗门。
All glory belongs to Solomon.
但是从头到尾。
But from the beginning to the end.
基地。是大卫看见
找到的。The location of the temple was found by David.
图样是大卫给大卫。
And then the diagram of the temple was also given.
所有的材料是大卫预备。
The material was prepared by David.
连唱诗的，连这殿里面的祭司，通通他安排好。
All the priests and the singers were all prepared by David.
就是实际来说。
So from reality's perspective.
实在说来。
Truly.
这是大卫的殿。
This is David's temple.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的手在大卫的身上。
The hand of God was upon David.
在这个情形底下。
Under such circumstances.
你还做不做？
Do you still do it?
没有荣耀。
You have no glory.
有眼泪。
You have tears.
有苦难。
You have suffering.
什么都有。
You have everything.
就是没有荣耀。
You just don't have the glory.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing to do it?
感谢神。
Thank God.
这就是大卫。
This is David.
那么刚才我们所说的。
So then what we spoke about.
圣灵用了八章来形容。
The Holy Spirit uses 8 chapters to describe.
这就是大卫的晚年。
This is the olden age of David.
我要说第二次。
So I want to repeat.
大卫的晚年。
The old age of David.
是最可爱的晚年。
It's the loveliest.
我个人相信。
I personally believe.
130篇。
Psalm 130 and Psalm 131.
这两篇
These two Psalms
应该都是大卫的诗篇
are all Psalms of David.
虽然130篇没有写
even though it doesn't say in Psalm 130,
但是你和他131篇相读的话内容很近
But if you read it when Psalm 131, the context is similar.
而且130篇明明讲是大卫伤心之诗
And then Psalm 130 especially speaks about the Song of Ascent
读他的内容
131 of David.
读他的内容
When you read the content,
那应该就是阿尔南合唱以后还有他老迈以前中间的故事
So this is probably in between the threshing floor of Ornan and when David became old
所以你读到131篇的时候
So when you read Psalm 131
耶和华我从深处向你求告
He said Jehovah I have cried to you from my heart
你看现在大卫开始很深了
Now David was living the life of
the saint.
So from Psalm 130, out of the depths I've cried to you.
主啊, 求你听我的声音,
Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive.
主耶和华,
if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
他想起他过去,
he remembered his past.
他想起他怎么样在那几件事情上有许多的污点。
He remembered how he had many blemishes in front of God.
尤其129篇,
in Psalm 129,
他给我们看见那个大概是阿尔南合成的故事。
Because we saw that there was a story of the threshing floor of warning.
但在你有赦免之恩要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
然后第五节,
verse 5.
就是刚才我们说过的,
where we read,
我等候耶和华,
I wait for the Lord.
我的心等候,
my soul is white, and in his words do I hope.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, he was not passive in his waiting. He was actually waiting for his old age. He was waiting for the day
to
come. Even though God did not allow me to build a temple, but I know this is the will of God.
所以你看见吗?
So you see this? David was there waiting. What David spoke of waiting is not passive.
等候的时候,
when you wait,
他预备材料,
he was preparing the material.
等候的时候,
when he was waiting,
他在组织这个祭司班次的时候,
he was there arranging the priest.
等候的时候,
when he was waiting,
是他劝勉他儿幼儿的时候,
he was encouraging his young son Solomon.
等候的时候,
when he was waiting,
是他鼓励他的百姓的时候,
he was there encouraging his people.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在他知道天没有亮,
now that he knows that the day has not dawned,
只有等到神的殿建造的时候, 他的天才亮,
only when the temple of God is built, then will his day dawn. He said, my heart waits for the Lord. More than the watchman for the morning. Brothers and sisters, now he became one who watched for the morning. He ought to be in the front line. He ought to be the one building the temple. But he is willing. He was willing to just be watching. Willing to be one waiting for the morning. Do you see that? The flesh never waits. The flesh never has a tomorrow. The flesh always says, it's better for me to do it now. But if you do it, you won't regret it.
Do you see that? This
is us. We're just like a Ahasuerus. We want to call Queen Vashti. Because this is our greatest achievement. And then this nation of 128 is not enough. And then this half a year of a feast is not enough. This is just a beginning. He just conquered but these physical
things.
But he wanted to see, show the world that there was something greater than him conquering all that paradise. So now he wanted Queen Vashti to appear.
如果瓦斯蒂出面的话,
if Queen Vashti appeared,
你就看见说, 他的成就不只是江山而已,
then everyone would know that his conquest was not just these territories. But he didn't ever imagine that Queen Vashti would ever appear.
这一下子就看这个面子下不来了。
Now he couldn't allow his
你看居然瓦斯蒂不肯出面,
he lost his faith and Vashti didn't want to lose his
faith.
Isn't this his greatest achievement?
你不认为,
you shouldn't lose him at all.
但是在愤怒底下,
but in his wrath, after his self-esteem was hurt, then Queen Vashti was done away with. Why? Because alcohol was doing a work in him. Because he drank so much that he became really high. And then in his impulse, he wanted Vashti to come out. And then Queen Vashti was willing not to come. He was hurt. And then he did away with her.
皇帝的话, 到了那个时候是变律法,
so whatever the king spoke at that time in Persian law, it became the law.
所以你看圣灵用那个背景,
so the Holy Spirit used that background
给我们看见,
to show us.
你看见现在他把瓦斯蒂废掉,
so when he did away with King Vashti, so after he calmed down,
你看见吗?
You see that?
圣灵怎么说的?
What did the Bible say?
圣灵说他想念瓦斯蒂,
he started to think of King Vashti.
我们一生 一天到晚是最多的药是后悔药。
So in our whole life, what we do most is regret what we did.
我想大家维他命什么药吃的很多。
So I'm sure you have time to take all of that vitamins and a lot of different you don't you spend most of your time regretting what you did.
人在哪里?
Why?
肉体是不会的,
because the flesh never waits. Thank the Lord.
当你往深处去,
when you go to the depth,
你能说我从深处向你求告。
So I have called out to you
你看,
from the depth.
我们这个人已经在灵里面行走。
We are already walking in the spirit.
我们已经回到我们的身体。
We have returned to the depth.
那么这个就是等候。
This is waiting.
然后你看这个第131篇,
and then Psalm 131.
你看他学了功课,
so he learned a lesson.
耶和华, 我的心不狂傲, 我的眼不高大,
my Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty.
重大和差不多的事, 我也不敢行,
nor do I involve myself in great matters.
什么是重大的事?
What are the great matters?
那当然是建造圣殿。
Of course it's to build the house of God.
还一生巨大的愿望,
his greatest desire in his life.
还一生巨大的梦,
his greatest dream in his life.
如果能为神建造圣殿,
if he can build the temple for God, this ought to be his greatest glory. To follow the Lord for so long, he was one who was after God's own heart. Brothers and sisters, if he could do this, he wouldn't have any regrets. But as if he had regrets now. But it's amazing. He said, but my heart is not. I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. Brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
You see that? After the threshing floor of Orna, so how do you describe him?
神对他说,
God said no,
不是你,
it's not you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
now his heart was quieted and composed. He was just like one who had just been weaned.
断过奶的孩子,
the child who's been weaned,
他只要母亲,
he only wants the mother.
母亲的笑容就够了,
just the smile of the mother is enough.
过去他要的是母亲的奶,
in the past, he wanted the milk of the mother.
现在他要母亲,
now all he wants is the mother.
过去我们要祝福,
in the past, we wanted blessing.
现在我们要赐祝福的祝福,
but now we want the God of blessing.
你看这不是进步是谁?
Now, isn't this an improvement?
这不是上行路是谁?
Isn't this the way of ascent?
这不是成正的路是谁?
Isn't this the way of sanctification?
这不是成长的路是谁?
It's the way of growth.
他说我的心在我里面真想断过奶,
my soul is like a weaned child within me.
以色列啊,
O Israel,
你当仰望耶和华,
hope in the Lord,
从今时直到永远,
from this time forth and forever.
弟兄姊妹,
this is such a wonderful hymn,
song. 谢谢,
thank God.
到了132篇,
when he comes to Psalm 132, God heard his prayer.
他的愿意成为神的愿意,
his longing became the longing of God.
只是他得不得荣耀,
it's just that he did not receive the glory,
但是神得得荣耀,
but God received the glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you see that?
实在说来,
strictly speaking,
那个殿是神的殿, 不是所罗门,
that temple is the temple of God, not the temple of Solomon.
他说我拣选了西安,
said I had chosen Zion,
愿意当作自己的居所,
to be my chosen, my habitation.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
到了133篇,
Psalm 133,
看哪弟兄和睦同居, 何等的善,
behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Why?
因为在女院里面,
because in the women's court,
男女老幼都在,
because the young and old are all there.
这是指以色列全家来说,
it means that the whole, all the families of Israel will be there.
主耶稣说人若渴了可以到我这来喝,
so when the Lord Jesus said those who thirst can come to me and drink,
就是在女院里说的,
it's spoken of as the women's court,
就是对以色列全家来说,
it's spoken to the whole house of Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些人,
these people, as they gathered together, they had the produce of Canaan.
现在你看见吗?
Now you see,
这个见证是合一的见证,
the testimony is the testimony of oneness.
不光是合一的见证,
not just the testimony of
oneness. 所有亚伯拉罕的子孙都在这里,
all the descendants of Abraham are here.
亚伯拉罕在这里, 亚伯拉罕子孙在这里,
the descendants of Abraham are here.
就是亚伯拉罕在这里,
it means that Abraham is here.
因为利未是在亚伯拉罕的腰中,
because Levi is the one that was in the loins of Abraham. All the descendants of Abraham are in his loins. So when Abraham offered Isaac, these people were all in his loins. When he came before the presence of God, these people were in Abraham offering the sacrifice. When Abraham offered Isaac, it's to take what God had given him and give him back to God. This is the descendants of Abraham. So they took what was of Canaan and gave it back to God. And then you say, what are the produce of Canaan? You just go to Jerusalem and see it. You go to the temple, you'll see it. The temple in Jerusalem is the place to display the abundance of Canaan. Here's the presence of God. When Abraham offered Isaac, and he spoke to servants, said from a distance they could see the place. I personally believe that's Mount of Olives. I don't know how he came to Mount of Olives. So when he comes to Mount of Olives, the clearest he can see Mount Moriah is from. It's very likely that he went from Mount of Olives and told his servants that they would just go and worship. Didn't he go to consecrate himself? Didn't he go to offer Isaac? He said, I go there to worship. What does it mean to be
worship?
What does worship mean?
Brothers and sisters,
to worship is our consecration. Whenever you offer Isaac, whenever the people of Israel, they offer the produce of Canaan, this is the best worship. When we come to his feet to worship, brothers and sisters, Abraham was, how Israel was also. So Abraham was told that you have to go to the Mount Moriah, so the mountain that I have selected, just like before. Abraham didn't know where to go. And then the Bible says that God said he went to the place where he was designated. Then we knew it was Canaan. God said he had selected a mountain. Then later on we know it's Mount Moriah. It's clear about how Abraham was. And those who were in his loins were also this way. Was it this way? This is the way to Zion. Thank God, brothers and sisters. Now you understand? How did this way start from Abraham? How it went to the Abraham's descendants? Now there's a temple. Now there's Jerusalem. This is how God built his temple. Last year, Psalm
134.
You come to the Holy of Holies.
He comes
to the highest place.
现在问题在这,
so the problem is this.
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
到目前为止,
up until now,
是地上的Jerusalem,
it's always the earthly Jerusalem.
到目前为止,
all up to now,
是属地的以色列,
it's the earthly people of God.
但是感谢,
but brothers and sisters,
你如果读四福音,
if you study the four Gospels,
我们的主耶稣来到地上,
when our Lord Jesus came to the earth,
他不止做人,
he not just came to be a man,
为我们担当罪,
and to bear our sins,
成功完全的救赎,
to finish the work of salvation.
圣经也告诉我们,
the Bible also tells us,
亚伯拉罕的子孙, 大卫的子孙, 耶稣基督,
the descendant of Abraham, the son of Abraham, the son of David, Jesus Christ.
就着肉身来说,
so according to the flesh,
我们的主也是亚伯拉罕的子孙,
our Lord Jesus is also the descendant of Abraham.
这个缘故,
because of this,
你看见长, 到了过年过节的时候,
so every year during the feast,
我们的主也到耶路撒冷,
our Lord Jesus also entered into Jerusalem,
而且他也走这条路,
and he also walked this way.
你怎么知道他走这条路呢?
How do you know he walked this way?
我举个例子给大家,
let me give you an example.
你还记不记得他12岁到耶路撒冷?
Do you remember when he was 12 he went to Jerusalem?
这个12岁啊是律法之子的人,
now the age 12 is to be the son of the law.
在这里以前,
before this,
他们有懂得律法,
Those who understood the law. Those who understood the law.
但他不会对律法负责的。
But he will not be responsible for the law.
12岁以后
After he's 12,
他就成年了。
Then he become an
adult. 从现在开始
From this time on,
他对律法要负责任。
Now he has to be responsible for the law.
所以这个时候他们一定要在耶路撒冷去过节。
So at that time they have to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
然后庆祝他们成年典礼。
To celebrate the fact that they've become adults.
现在是13岁。
Now it's 13 years old.
主耶稣那时候12岁。
During the time of our Lord Jesus is 12.
12岁就成为律法之子。
When they became 12, they were the sons of law.
主耶稣不就到耶路撒冷去了吗？
So then the Lord Jesus go to Jerusalem.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows.
后来呢这个玛利亚找不到他的孩子。
Then Mary couldn't find his son.
还发现说原来呢我们的主还坐在殿里听那些人讲神的话。
So then he discovered that the Lord Jesus was listening to those in the temple.
那么我们就一定会怪玛利亚。
So then we blame Mary.
这个糊涂的妈妈。
How she was so careless.
那怎么会还丢了人不知道呢？
How will she lose her son and not know about it?
你不要太怪她。
Don't blame her too much.
原因在哪里？
The reason is this.
因为他们走这条路的时候。
Because when they walk this way.
就是跟着这条路走的。
They walk according to this way of the song of
the way. 很危险的。
Because the way was dangerous.
所以他们就组织，就把那个队伍去组织起来。
So they would arrange the whole pack in a certain way.
所以呢，你看见呢，这个大人呢，多半在一共分成三队。
So you will have three groups of people in this traveling group.
那么大人呢，常常拿着一点的武自卫的武器。
And then the adults would have some self protecting weapons.
然后呢，这个。前面一队跟最后一队。
There'll be three groups. The one in the front, one in the back.
敌人从前面来到，有前面的一队。
So those, if the enemy came from the front, there would be the front group.
那么如果是后面来的话，就是后面的一队。
If they came from the back, then there'll be another group.
所有的妇女跟小孩呢，就在中间的。
All the women and children will be in the middle.
你看见吗？都通通在中间的。
They would always be in the middle.
好了，那么你想想看。
But now imagine,
主耶稣到了耶路撒冷是要过。
Now when the Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem, he came to become the Son of God.
所以他去的还是小孩子。
So when he went, he was still a child.
所以你想他一定在中间这一队，对不对？
So he's probably in the middle group.
好了，等到他现在成年了。
But now as he became an adult,
现在大人了。
Now he became an adult.
所以回来的时候呢，
so on his way back,
他不可能从中间这个队。
He couldn't be no longer in the middle group.
他要么在前面，要在后面嘛。
He's either in the front or in the back.
所以这是为什么玛利亚找了两天还不知道孩子不见了。
That's why Mary didn't know where he was.
如果是在小孩子旁边，他马上就知道了。
He was right next to her. She would know.
所以呢，他想说，不是在前面，是在后面。
So she would have thought he's in the front or the back.
所以弟兄姊妹，
the brothers,
后来他们回来找他。
So when they came back,
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明他们所走的路就是朝圣那条路。
It proves that they went this way of pilgrimage.
而且他们就是这样来朝圣，然后这样回去。
And then they came this way and they returned this way.
所以我们的主从小他就是亚伯拉罕。
So ever since he was a child, the Lord was a descendant of Abraham.
为什么？
Why?
有他的原因。
There's a reason.
主耶稣做人。
Now, the Lord Jesus is a man.
为了抢救我们的人。
In order to save us.
要做我们罪人的救。
Wants to be the savior of mankind.
主耶稣为什么生下来做亚伯拉罕的子孙？
Why did the Lord Jesus, when he was born, became the descendant of Abraham?
他做人。
He was a man.
人间的都经过，我们人间的所有他都经过。
And all that man has gone through, he has gone through.
只是他没有犯罪。
It's just that he has not sinned.
他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He is the descendant of Abraham.
凡是亚伯兰子孙该做，他都做。
So anything that the descendant of Abraham should do, he did.
你看见他也是去朝圣。
Now he also went on this pilgrimage.
去过节。
He went to.
每年也就回来。
And then he will return also.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
每年都是。
Every year was this way.
但最后一年不一样。
But the last year was different.
等到最后一年。
In the last year.
他又到耶路撒冷。
He went to Jerusalem again.
他大概也是这条路，也是跟着这条路走。
He probably walked this way also.
然后圣经告诉我们什么？
And then what does the Bible tell us?
读一下路加福音。
Can we read in Luke?
路加福音第十九章。
Luke 19.
路加福音第十九章。
Luke 19.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。
When he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it.
你看，这是个前面呢，三十七节，将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候。
As soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives.
然后他说，耶路撒冷，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。
And then here it says, he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it.
所以这里给我们看见我们主就像耶利米。
So our Lord Jesus is just like Jeremiah.
你如果看这段的形容。
If you look at the description here.
很明显的你看我们的主就好像那个朝圣的队伍一样慢慢慢慢现在靠近耶路撒冷。
Our Lord Jesus was just like that whole caravan of people approaching Jerusalem.
这是他一生最后的一次。
This is the last time in his whole life.
他哭耶路撒冷。
He wept over Jerusalem.
那么圣灵就把他哀哭的内容把他记载下来。
And then the Holy Spirit records what he said.
除了路加福音这一段之外。
Aside from that, which is recorded
in马太福音二十三章。
And there's also Matthew 23.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
我多次愿意聚集你，好像母鸡聚集小鸡。
How many times I wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers its chicks.
我愿意，但是你们不愿意。
I am willing, but you are not willing.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
you understand?
现在大家都知道
Now everyone knows,
是过节的时候
Now it's a feast
所有亚伯拉罕的后裔
All the descendants of Abraham
他们通通是耶路撒冷的儿女
They're all the sons of Jerusalem
看见没有
you see that?
他们来到这里来聚集
When they come together
他们为什么来聚集呢
Why do they come together?
他们来到神面前来聚集
They come together before God
在这个时候
At this point,
我们的主哭耶路撒冷
Our Lord Jesus wept for Jerusalem
他说我多次愿意把你聚集在母鸡的翅膀
How many times I wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers his chicks?
他们每年到过节
Every year when they came to celebrate the feast
他们都知道到耶路撒冷
They know to come to Jerusalem
他们都知道到神那里
They know to come to God
他们就是不肯来到我们的主那里
But they're not willing to come to the Lord
我们的主其实就是神自己
Our Lord is God himself
你看见没有
You see that?
虽然一年过一年他们来过节一年过一年他们来走这条路
Even though year after year they came for the feast Year after year they came
to the feast 耶路撒冷终究是地上的耶路撒冷
Jerusalem is still the Jerusalem of the earth
弟兄姊妹你看见没有
You see that brothers and sisters
现在我们的主要做一件事
Now our Lord wanted to do something
因为神所建造的耶路撒冷是属灵的耶路撒冷
Because the Jerusalem that God built is a spiritual Jerusalem
神所建造的耶路撒冷是天上的耶路撒冷
The Jerusalem that God built is a heavenly Jerusalem
所以说亚伯拉罕是等候一个有根基的城
So Abraham was willing for a city with foundation
是神所经营所建造的
It's what God built and God will down a destiny
地上的耶路撒冷
So the earthly Jerusalem
这些的以色列的百姓他们聚在一起
These people as they gather together
这是神建造的一部分
This is part of God's building
但是不是最完成的一部分
But it's not the most complete part
不是我前面预备的部分
This is just for the preparation part
你看见为什么我们的主也跟着他们也一同到耶路撒冷呢
Why did God go with them to Jerusalem
就要给他们看见
To show them
不错这是神的工作
This is the work of God
但是现在记得
But you remember
现在我们的主要把这些人聚在他的翅膀里
So God the Lord wanted to gather them under his wings
他要为我们定在十字架上
Now he was crucified for us on the cross
他要把自己所有属地的犹太人要聚在他十字架的翅膀底下
Now he wanted to gather all the people of Israel under his wings of the cross
如果他们承认他们是罪人
If they confess that they're sinners
他们愿意接受耶稣基督救主的话
If they are willing to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
结果你看见吗
Then you'll see
属地的耶路撒冷就变成属天的耶路撒冷
The earthly Jerusalem becomes a heavenly Jerusalem
物质的就变成属灵的
The physical became the spiritual
属地的就变成属天的
The earthly became the heavenly
这就是神在亚伯拉罕身上的一生一世在亚伯拉罕身上的工作
This is the work of God and Abraham
神为什么拣选以色列人
Why did God choose the people of Israel
借着以色列人
To the people of Israel
神给了我们一本圣经
God gave us the Bible
借着以色列这个民族
Through the people of Israel
你看见说神能够保持一个单纯的民族
God can keep a pure of nation
不和别人杂混的民族
And a race that will not be intermarried with us
让以赛亚降生的时候
So that when the Messiah was born
我们知道他是哪一个
We know he is from the line of David. That's what God called the Abraham, descendants of Abraham. Is it for them to be just an instrument? Not just that. God started to work in them. Everybody else worship idols. But the chosen people of God don't worship idols. But brothers and sisters, this is just the beginning. You see that? They will still sin. Then what do you do? So God gave them away. They can bring forth oxen and sheep. So then the problem of sin is taken care of. But don't forget. All the sins of the Old Testament are all covered by the blood of the oxen sheep. The sin is still there. All the sins of the Old Testament are still there.
不错，暂时解决了问题。
Temporarily they took care of the problem.
不错，他们相信神。
Right, they believed in God.
但现在他们的罪的问题在这解决。
Now the problem of sin is taken care of.
但这个不是完全的救恩。
But this is not complete salvation.
他们还要等。
They have to wait.
等到主耶稣来把我们聚集在十字架的底下。
They have to wait for the Lord Jesus to gather us under His wings of the cross.
因着这个原因。
Because of this.
你看见神还要继续的工作。
The Lord God will continue to work.
你看见没有？
You see that?
虽然这样子等等等到主耶稣来了。
So they waited for the Lord Jesus to come.
啊呐。
Behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊妹，
你记不记得亚伯拉罕献也这个献祭的时候
？Do you remember when Abraham offered the sacrifice?
他问一个问题。
Isaac asked a question.
那个问题是什么
？He asked the question.
羔羊在哪
？Where is the lamb?
整个旧约几千年来
，The whole Old Testament for thousands of years.
以色列人都问一个问题：羔羊在哪
？The people of Israel asked, "Where is the lamb?"
现在感谢神。
Now thank God.
他们今天有个声音。
They heard a voice that said,
看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊跟旧约所有的羔羊有什么不同
？What is the difference between the Lamb of God and all the other lambs in the Old Testament?
除去世人罪。
It's to take He will take away the sin of the world.
通通除掉了
to take away that sin which was only covered by the blood of goats and sheep oxen.
到了这一天以色列人才能因信称义
That day the people of Israel could be justified by faith.
从前还不是的
Before they weren't justified.
是不完全的
It's incomplete.
因为是地上的
Because it was earthly.
因为是物质的
Because it's physical.
因为是预表的
Because it was by type.
只是 shadow, 只是
Just a shadow.
但是感谢主
But thank God.
我们的主来了
So、our Lord came
要给他们看见说
to show them.
你们每年都这样做不错
If you do this every year,
但是我们要问
but we want to ask,
羔羊在哪里
Where is the lamb?
感谢神
Thank God.
耶和华山有预备是不是
Now that God has the preparation
现在你们都来了
Now you have come
在这个山上神有预备
Now on this mountain God had a preparation
在这个时候
At this time
我们的主
Our Lord
为我们挂在十字架
Hung for us on the cross
也在各个他山就是摩利亚山
On Golgotha or Mount Moriah also
你看神把他的儿子放在十字架。
God placed His Son on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你知道这座山真的有预备。
Now you know that there's a preparation in this mountain.
几千年来都是影子
，Everything was just a shadow before.
现在是真的了。
Now it's a reality.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
很清楚的
，Very clear.
现在我们叫摩利亚山就诞生了。
Now Mount Moriah is born.
这就是十字架。
This is the work of the cross.
这个时候呢
，At this point，
从地上的耶路撒冷就变天上的耶路撒冷。
So from the earthly Jerusalem became the heavenly.
Now, 就在哥哥他过了，就在哥哥他对面的地方。
Now across from Golgotha,
底下有个广场，有一个矿场。
There is a quarry,
就是矿采矿场。
Quarry.
Yeah. 那么在这个里面，这个根本就在磐石底下。
And then this quarry is underneath the rock.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见说我们的主就是那个大磐石。
Our Lord Jesus is that huge rock.
彼得说我们都是一块活石。
That we are all living stones.
这个活石从那个大的磐石里面凿出来。
The living stones are actually quarry from that huge rock.
所以如果我们到那个采矿场去
，So if you go to that quarry，
你看见已经留下痕迹，就是一块一块四方，有的长方形。
You'll see that empty quarry actually has all these rectangular square.Cut out. So as we gather under the wings of the cross, we're just like stones. That stone has been cut. Then what do you do? Thank God. Because the God is at a high place. So they use the gravitational force to slide it down to where the Temple Mount was.
把一块石头就叠在一块石头上。
So then they would put one stone upon another stone.
石头的重量就把它们建造。
So use the gravitational force to build up the temple.
我们蒙恩得救以后。
So then this afterward thing.
你看见吗？我们一块一块石头，神在暗中已经为我们雕刻好。
We are individual stones that God has already cut.
那现在教会怎么得到建造
？Now how can the church be built?
你看我们每个人都是高高在上。
We're all high up.
但是现在我们每个人就从高的地方都滑到低的地方。
But now we need to be slided down from the high place to the low place.
每次来聚会的时候
，Every time we come to the meeting，
你都是从最高的地方滑到最低的地方。
You come from the highest place to the lowest place.
在这个地方
，At this place，
没有铁器的声音。
There is no sound of the hammer.
在暗中已经做了他的工作。
Because the cross already did the work in secret.
感谢神
，Thank God.
这个是因为他聚集了我们。
Because he gathered us.
所以在我们身上工作。
So did it work in us?
Not only
that.
现在靠你看，现在我们的主。
So now God builds us up together to use our weight. Because all of us live in the presence of the Lord. He has a certain weight. So then we are built up. Oftentimes we're afraid people don't come. We use many methods. And we want to use scissors, we want to use glue to glue up this house. And then when we measure that the blood pressure for old and age, and we'll have a computer class. We use many methods. We want to build the house of God. No, brothers and sisters. You see that? When our Lord Jesus came to this earth, He wants to turn the earthly Jerusalem to the heavenly Jerusalem. We are all that stone, all the stone. He wants to build us into a spiritual house. Thank God, brothers and sisters. When the church of God is built, don't forget, so our own families, our own house is built. The church life and our family life and our personal life cannot be separated. Thank God. When the house of God is, when the church is built, what people see in Mount Moriah is not just the house of God, it's also the throne of David. What God is doing in our lives, brothers and sisters, thank God. Now we understand. Now Jerusalem is in heaven. Our God is building. We are that material. Until one day, New Jerusalem is sent out of heaven. That is the city of foundations Abraham was waiting for. That's what you and I are waiting for. But thank the Lord. So as we walk on this way, this way is no longer physical way. This way is not our first. So all the stories in the Psalms, these 15 Psalms, the locations you find in there are physical locations. If you're in Israel, you'll find them. But brothers and sisters, but for us, those are the spiritual locations. We know that Mount of Olives speaks about the gate of heaven. Zion speaks about the throne of Christ. And Mount Moriah speaks about the of God. So thank God. So now we should be clear. So from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. Now along in the background of this Song of the Greek, there is a highway that goes upward. It's the way that we need to go. People of Israel need to go that way too. But do you see that? But because they took this physical way, they have a general impression. So they need to enter into this impression. So thank God. So through their picture, so that we can understand the growth, process of growth for Christians. May the Lord have mercy on us. May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
Dear Lord, we thank you.
依着你的恩典, 把这些话赏给我们,
Lord, you have given us these words by your grace.
我们这个周末何等的蒙恩典,
we have been so blessed this weekend.
因为你乐意对我们说,
you're willing to speak to us.
为着你的话, 我们先想开,
for your word, we give you thanks.
我们请你继续做工,
may you continue to work.
虽然聚会能散去,
even though the meeting concludes,
但你的话一直随着我,
may your word continue to go with us.
但你这一年的周, 这一年的年尾,
may at the end of this year,
是一个不平凡的年尾,
is not a usual year. It's indeed an end of the year that we may remember. May 2005 be a new beginning, a new challenge. May you have a leading in us. We want to rise up and follow you in this way. May all glory be unto you. We pray in Jesus Christ's dear name. Amen.